Well, I signed one a long time ago. We went down to Chicago. I was probably 17, and we went with some friends. And after this tour we were on, we came back, and I had this memory of everything that was on the tour. And someone said, "Man, you should be a teacher." Up until then, I think I wanted to be a lawyer. And as people started talking, I was like, "Yeah, you'd make a great history teacher. You'd make a great history teacher." So I just did a change. And when I was in the Navy, we had this professor from the University of Texas, and he lived on the ship for 3 years teaching classes. And he said, "Absolutely, you need to be a history teacher." And so from that point on, I couldn't wait to get out of the Navy and go back to college to finish my teaching degree.
What did they see in you that they said would make you a great teacher?
I said I was really good with taking the story and making it more interesting or more acceptable to the masses. Mm-hmm. And so when I would have a class of students, I would take not just what the textbook says, but go beyond it and tell them what were they feeling, what were the emotions. Like, so I gave it life, I guess, whereas history to most folks seems dry. I know when I was in high school, it certainly did. And I always had this feeling that if I taught it, it would be more interesting, or there's got to be a better way of doing it.